If you haven't heard already, Sydney World Pride is an international LGBTQIA+ festival that is over 2 decades old. Cities around the world compete to host these festivities every few years, and it's taken place in places like New York, London and Rome, and now it's time for World Pride to hit Australian shores. So taking place from the 17th of February to the 5th of March, this event will incorporate all the aspects of Mardi Gras that we know and love, as well as hundreds of other events. And we're so lucky to be joined today by Daniel Clark, who is the Festival Creative Director of World Pride Arts. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. First up, do you think you could tell us a little bit about what Sydney World Pride is and kind of what it encompasses?
Yeah, sure. So Sydney World Pride is a one-off event that's happening in Sydney starting officially this Friday in a couple of days. And it has over 300 events, some really big events, concerts in the Domain, a human rights conference, which is the cornerstone of the festival, an incredible First Nations gathering space at Carriage Works. There's also a Pride March across Sydney Harbour Bridge. There's the Mardi Gras Parade, Mardi Gras Party. There's sporting events. There's a whole World Pride Arts program which extends across Greater Sydney. There's something really for everyone. And Sydney Mardi Gras went to Athens in 2019 and bid to win the rights to hold World Pride in Sydney. And it's such an extraordinary event, and we can just really feel the energy in the city.
Wow, that sounds so amazing. I don't know if everyone that's listening has seen it, but there's banners everywhere The shark that's been unveiled. It all looks super, super sick. Do you reckon you could tell us a little bit about why Sydney World Pride and World Pride kind of as a whole is so significant for members of the LGBTQIA+ community?
It's really a time for everyone, the global LGBTIQA+ communities, to come together, but to also recognise the past and the activism that's happened to get us to where we are today, to really imagine what the future is that we all want as very diverse communities across the world, and how we're going to get there, and to look at what human rights issues there are still around the world, and where equality lies, and champion for equality. So it's a party with a purpose. So of course there's parties, but there's also, you know, huge activism and some incredible creative and arts projects that are happening across the city. I think after the last few years of COVID and those challenges, it's going to be an incredible time to bring people together to gather in Australia. And one of the significant components of Sydney World Pride is that there is a huge focus on First Nations, LGBTIQA+ people and culture, and to be able to share that with the world is truly significant.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. That's super insightful and something I'm really looking forward to checking out when I come down and have a look at everything over the couple of weeks that it's going. When you were curating, so you worked specifically in the arts program, when curating the bits and pieces that you were playing in there, what was the main thing you were looking for when picking what you were showcasing?
Yeah, sure. So I work with another creative director called Ben Gratz, who's a First Nations man, and we initially came up with consultation the whole theme of the festival and the overall creative direction of the festival, including developing the World Pride Arts program. And developing a whole creative strategy for the organisation. So we wanted to make sure that the works that were represented and the works that we supported really represented often voices that have not had space or been given opportunities with not only an LGBTIQA+ arts and cultural festival, but the wider cultural sector. So you'll see works in the program from First Nations artists from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, artists of colour, artists from the Asia Pacific, women, transgender and gender diverse artists, artists with disabilities, and our elders, our seniors and our young people. So that's the kind of lens in terms of which we looked at. But the program as a whole, we wanted to make sure that all art forms are represented, and that we really that there was something for everyone within the program.
That sounds so amazing. While you've been working on this, has there been anything that's really stuck out, like a most memorable part of working on Sydney World Pride? Has there been any stories that you've heard that stuck out to you the most? What's kind of been the most memorable thing for you?
Oh, I think the memories are really going to like happen over the next 3 weeks. But I know that something that I've really reflected on over the last few weeks as I've been visiting rehearsals and watching shows that are being created across Sydney is to recognise how far we've come over the last 50 or more years of Pride, and to reflect on that activism and really honour our elders and the people who have made it possible for this incredible event to happen. Not only, I was thinking about when I was like at high school, and I think I saw, this is in the early 90s, and I saw maybe one theatre show that had a gay character in it. During Sydney World Pride, across our galleries, across our concert halls, across our bars, across our pubs, across our streets, there is such a diversity of LGBTIQA plus people being represented and different stories being told. And that's what I think is truly exciting about what's about to happen.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I couldn't even imagine that, like that kind of shift from then to now. I feel like that'd be so impactful. I feel like we're lucky. Than it must have used to be then.
And also to make sure that, there are still people, there's still inequality. And
Yeah, of
so
course.
we need to keep talking and keep making change and making sure that everyone can live with dignity and have the same rights as everyone else.
And just to wrap it up a bit, do you have I know you've done a bit of curation, so everything probably means a bit to you, but do you have anything you're most looking forward to seeing? Not just in the arts or just in the festival as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really, really looking forward to spending time at Carriage Works over the 9 days of 6 days of the First Nations gathering space. I really can't wait for that. I'm looking forward to Pride Villages, which I haven't spoken about, which is 9 days of free programming on Crown Street, which will be closed. We've got an outdoor stage, so that'll be free there, and then 2 days of programs on Oxford Street as well. I'm really looking forward to those free events. I think it's going to be amazing to see everyone and be part of that 50,000 people walking across the Sydney Harbour Bridge on the 5th of March. And I'm looking forward to just connecting with all the people that are going to be in Sydney and finding out what's really resonated for them and what they've connected to.
Yeah, that sounds so amazing, especially all those free events on Crown Street.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
gonna go check all of them out.
Yeah, no, it's great. And each day we're going to have, full from the Sunday to the Friday, a Pride
Wow.
showcase hour where we do like picks of the festival, in a 1 hour showcase.
That sounds so awesome. Thank you so much for chatting us on to SER here today, Daniel. I really, really appreciate your time. I'm really looking forward to coming and checking out everything you've got going on during World Pride.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thank you so
See ya.
much. See ya.
Bye.
That there was Daniel Clark. He was the Festival Creative Director of World Pride Arts. If you want to check out the full itinerary for all the festivities, I know there was a lot that we covered. You can check it all out on the Sydney World Pride website, sydneyworldpride.com, or I'll be posting that interview and any other further links, ticket links, etc., all on the 2SER website if you want to check that out as well.